Rex, we know the roster is never final, and in this case, you guys just made a couple acquisitions at the cornerback position. What can you tell us about Leon McFadden and Phillip Adams?
I think both those guys, obviously, we're familiar with. Leon McFadden was a guy that we tracked, you know, last year going into the draft, and then, you know, he played for Mike Pettine, so I was able to, you know, text back and forth with Mike about him. And then, you know, with Adams being from Seattle, obviously John had a real comfort level there. And then both those guys are our kind of players. You know, they're good team guys, but they also have ability that, you know, we think they can play in our system.
Any health updates at the corner position, specifically Antonio Allen and Dee Milner?
Well, Antonio looked really good on Friday, this past Friday. Now, he wasn't cleared for contact, had a red jersey on, but he was moving around great. You know, hopefully we'll get some good news on him tomorrow. And then with Dee, I know he's working awful hard to get back, and hopefully it's just, you know, it's just a matter of time when he's going to be healthy enough to come back, but hopefully it's sooner than later.
What about the wide receiver position? What do you see from Greg Salas that you liked? And then conversely, maybe how did it become a numbers game for Stephen Hill?
Well, I think, you know, number one, we knew the competition was going to be, you know, very spirited and things like that. And it was tough competition from top to bottom. But with Greg, I think Greg earned it for the simple fact that he catches it. I mean, it's, you know, he gets open, he catches the football, and it sounds you know, it comes down to that, really as simple as that. Now, can he also give us something on special teams? Absolutely. And maybe at the end of the day with Steven, that's really what was missing in his game.
What does it say about T.J. Barnes, the way this guy's developed and then cracks this roster on perhaps one of the deepest defensive lines in the National Football League?
I think, number one, it tells you about the young man. First off, he came here when we picked him up last year, put him on developmental squad. You know, he was willing to work, and that's something we saw, a big guy that's willing to work. We have a great teacher here, great coach in Carl Dunbar, and he just, you know, sucked it up. And you know, now he's playing. Trust me, if we would have let him go, there would have been a bunch of teams claim him.
What about some of the young guys at the linebacker position, a pair of rookies, IK and Trevor Riley, what you saw from them in camp?
Those two guys really jumped out. I mean, they were, you know, third team for most of the camp, but when you gave them the opportunity, both guys shined. It started with how aggressive they were. They're tough, physical, aggressive players. And also how they played on special teams. Trevor Riley had three tackles, two games in a row on special teams, forced a fumble. And IK had, you might recall, had a blocked punt. Both those guys, I think, have, you know, we're going to be seeing a lot more of those two guys in the near future.
You excited for this team meeting tomorrow? Raiders week is officially upon us.
Oh, man, finally. You know, it's here. We feel great about where we're at, but, you know, this is when they start counting. And, again, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be a special year. And the great news is we get to prove it. And it starts in front of our fan base, you know, gets, you know, how the fans get behind our team and how we feed off of that energy. So I'm definitely looking forward to it.